Well, I'm going to PyCon after all. Isn't that amazing? I have managed to rearrange my business schedule, and just as importantly, in consultation with my family, my wife has agreed to join me, and along with my son, my 16-year-old son, who is a programmer, who also will attend PyCon. I'm trying to stay level-headed about this and not go all googly and crazy about it, but it is quite a big deal to me. I've never been to a PyCon before, and I'm very excited about it. And of course, I will report back in podcasts about what I learned there and the people I meet there, and this is all a very good thing. And I'm really particularly pleased that my son can go. In some ways, my son has a lot to do with me being involved in Python, although he's not necessarily a Pythonista per se. He knows many languages, but when he was a mere 11 years old, I guess, when I first started studying Python, we were attending Linux user groups around, and it was something that, you know, allowed me to spend more time with him, which I was quite eager to do because he loves computers and programming. And we wound up going into New York City to New York University to attend several Linux user groups there. And at one of those user groups, one of the attendees was very into Python and turned me on to it. And that was, as I say, 5 years ago, and never looked back. But meanwhile, my son is the key to me going to PyCon because it's a chance for me to spend time with him as well as my wife. He'll be a senior in high school next year. He wants to major in computer science, and I don't know, he started out in C and C++ and then Java and Perl, Python, Ruby. I don't know what all other languages he has learned. Certainly, I know, that's right, he did study Lisp a little bit. All of this on his own, mind you, none of this in schools. So I'm very excited. I look forward to meeting some people. If any of you are going to Python or PyCon, I urge you to meet me. I'll be the 53-year-old, balding, gray-haired short guy. Well, some graying brown hair with a very large bald spot, with a 16-year-old son, about an inch taller than me, attending the sessions. I'd like to hear from you, believe me. And even, I hope to meet other people other than that, too. So it's a very good thing. And, of course, I urge any of you, still there's time to go. Basically, the conference is the 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th. The 23rd, which is a Thursday, it's in Dallas, Texas. February 23rd is tutorial day. Now, they're separate from the main conference. I plan to attend the tutorials. And then on the 24th, which is a Friday, and then the 25th and 26th, the weekend, is the main agenda with all of the many technical talks. And, of course, there'll be Guido von Rossum doing a keynote, and Bram Stoker, I believe his name is, who invented BitTorrent. And in Dallas, Texas, at the Marriott Hotel, I think you can, if you're within 500 miles even, you can drive down there. if you're in Houston, Texas, you can drive, or San Antonio, or Austin, or Oklahoma City, I would think. If you have to fly, turn in those frequent flyer miles. That's what I did. I can't believe it worked like a charm, so I don't have to pay anything for my flights. And you can register up till like February 18th for the sessions. So the only real deadline is to get the favored rate at the Marriott. You have to make your hotel reservations by before February 1st. So that means by the end of next Tuesday. This is Saturday. No, it's Sunday I'm making this podcast. And I would say if you have any hopes of going, go ahead and make your reservations. You can always cancel them later if you don't quite pull it off. So if you make your reservations for hotels within the next 2 days, then by golly, you can put together a schedule and get yourself down there, cash in frequent flyer miles, or drive and attend the sessions. And you don't even have to miss work, really, except maybe for 1 day or 2 days if you include the tutorials. And, these things are usually great networking opportunities to meet other people who share your passion for Python, whether you're a newbie learner, sort of like me, or a true expert, because there will be many true experts there, including the inventor of the language, and Alex Martelli, I assume, will be there, many, many people. So. I apologize for making such a short podcast. I do have two very long educational podcasts that I'm working on, which I will get on this list very shortly, I assure you. So keep looking for those. But I couldn't resist putting up this podcast-related announcement. And I also, put a lot of effort into pulling this off. So I hope you don't mind. I hope you can share in my excitement. And if you look forward to the future, it'll mean more informational, good informational podcasts in the future about Python. Computer programming for everybody.